Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And LSU. I think sometimes we forget he's coming off back-to-back 10-win seasons. Overachieved his first year, won the SEC West. Last year, had a Heisman Trophy winner, but probably should have been a college football playoff team, if we're being honest, with that kind of offense. You're averaging over 40 points a game. You should go win most games. Your defense was that bad. So I think it's a big momentum year. You're like, are you going to be good or are you going to be great? How did Garrett Nussmeier step in and slide in? How does the new DC and some new defensive assistants step up? How do they fit in? Do they improve the defense? They can only be improved, but how much? So I think it's a big year. I think they're one of the teams in the league this year in 2024 that needs to have another 10, 11 win season, I think, to really get it going. Not the regular season, but they're just LSU's in an interesting spot. Again, not Brian Kelly's not anywhere close to being on the hot seat. It's just, all right, Nick Saban left Alabama. Hugh Freeze is getting comfortable in his spot at Auburn. Granted, I thought he underachieved last year. Georgia's doing Georgia things. Josh Heupel's still trying to get over that top to compete for a title. You have rival Florida. They may be getting rid of Billy Napier at the end. Just kind of a weird ego. Texas, Sark kind of coming in, being like, are we the second team in the SEC right now fighting with Alabama? But LSU sitting there kind of like, hey, no, it's us. This is kind of LSU shot right now. We're in that top two. Nick Saban's leaving. Are we going to let Sarkisian come right in, same kind of time Brian Kelly was at? Sark was there a year before Brian Kelly. But are we really going to let Texas come in, swoop and slide and get us? Are they going to overpass us in our own league first year? So I think it's a big momentum year for LSU. Just a lot of questions, a lot of concerns. A lot of these questions could end up being pros. Some of them could be cons as well. But I think LSU is one of the more interesting ones. But I am here to give you what would be a successful season for LSU in 2024. I'm your host, Dave Shumate, here from the SEC Unfiltered channel. But again, like I mentioned, big year for Brian Kelly. Defense just overshadowed the whole successful season last year. But one thing I've been telling people, I think the SEC West going away may help Brian Kelly some, because it was always so clearly defined. It's like, hey, whether the top two teams in the SEC were in either the same division in the West or East or whatnot, even if you won that division, it kind of felt like, hey, you're that second team. Not that you are. Like, I'm thinking of years at 2010, South Carolina played Auburn that year in the SEC championship game. I don't think Auburn or South Carolina was the second best team in the SEC that year. I don't. It's just examples like that. I didn't really feel like it was that way. Even probably in 2022, probably Tennessee was probably the second best team when they were healthy. But LSU got to play because they won the West. So I think that may help Brian Kelly. Like, if he finishes third, fourth, wins 10 games, they get in the playoffs, and they just don't play in the SEC championship game. There's people who talk about, hey, they would rather be in that third spot. Now, sometimes I think, like, hey, why don't you get to the SEC championship game? You win it, you get the bye. You don't have to play the extra game. I mean, who cares if you're playing a home game if you're having to play that extra game in a sport that's about attrition and depth when you're having to go play a few extra games now with expanding to a 12-team playoff. But – anyways, I think that could maybe help Brian Kelly and some other teams where it's not as just like microscopic focus, like, hey, you didn't win the SEC West. I mean, think about it. I grew up in the Southeast watching SEC football. How many times are, hey, you asking your buddy, hey, man, who's going to win the SEC West this year? Who do you think? Hey, man, where do you think South Carolina's going to finish in the East this year? You just separated it by division. It was just easy talk. But I think that could benefit them. But if I'm an LSU fan, before we get into straight black and white numbers here, from a schedule standpoint, some things I want to see improved on defensively. We know the stats. I'm not going to go through them. We went up over 400 yards on offense last year for Matt House and over 28 points per game, over 30 points given up in 8 of 13 games last season. I like all three of the new coaches coming over, two of them coming over from Missouri, and Blake Baker, the DC linebackers coach, and Kevin Peoples, the defensive end coach. Then Bo Davis, an SEC veteran, college football veteran, coach of the defensive tackles. LSU is going to reach their maximum potential out of this talent on defense. I don't know how talented this defense overall is outside of Harold Perkins, and we'll talk about him in a minute, but they're going to get the max. Again, I like the hires. I think if the defense isn't that great next year, it's not because of those three guys. I think in 25, they'll take that next step. But I like the coaching hire there. It can only be better. But specifically, Harold Perkins going hand in hand here. Another question, how is he going to be used? Is he going to be that stand-up backer? Is he going to be in the box? Remember last time Blake Baker had a backer he coached up? Demond Clark, you could see some semblances here. And obviously, Harold Perkins has way more upside than that. A lot of people think, hey, put Harold Perkins in the C-ball, get-ball mode. Let's let him go be his best as an explosive athlete that sacks the quarterbacks and puts offenses in negative situations. I think he could be both. I really do, especially under the tutelage of Blake Baker. So I like that there. The defense can only be improved. So I expect that to happen. But if I'm an LSU fan, two things. How much improved? Is the coaching going to be there like I think it will? And how do they utilize Harold Perkins, and does he take that next step as a third-year player? And then second, before we get into the schedule, offense needs to keep rolling. Now, inevitably, just like the defense, there's going to – it's going to opposite into the spectrum. Just like we talked about the offensive line in a positive way last year, defensive line in a negative way. The offense is inevitably only going to be a little worse, just like the defense inevitably is only going to be a little better. I mean, they averaged 45.5 points per game last year for Mike Denbrock before he left, and now the OC at Notre Dame. Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels off to go play for the Washington Commanders. New OCs Joe Sloan and Cortez Hankton, who were promotions within Hankton coaches the quarterbacks, Joe Sloan, Sloan coaches quarterbacks, Hankton receivers. Third-year guy in the program, Garrett Nussmeier. We've all heard that name. He's, like he's been in college football for so long now. Has that little Texas gunslinger, Brett Favre mentality. There's going to be some big plays. He's going to be that guy, I think, it throws for four touchdowns, zero interceptions in one game. Maybe comes back in the next week, three picks, two touchdowns. It could be all over the place. Four touchdowns one game, three picks the next. But I think there's going to be some give and take with that. I like some of the weapons on the outside. Kyron Lacy, Chris Hilton return. They got some transfer portal guys, C.J. Daniels from Liberty. Also, Xavier Thomas, people in the SEC are familiar with, coming over from Mississippi State. You got the tight end. Mason Taylor is still there. Had a big freshman year. A little bit of drop-off last year, but had some injuries. You have some winnable backs. Josh Williams coming on. Caleb Jackson, the sophomore. I like the young cat there. Then you have both offensive tackles that are being mocked very high in the 2025 draft, and Will Campbell and Emory Jones. And this overall should still be a unit, in my opinion, especially when you got some stability staying there with the two OCs, co-OCs getting promoted in Joe Sloan and Cortez Hankton. This still should be an offense that averages 30 points per game. I mean, I know they averaged 45 last year, but I think it still should be in that 30-35 range, and that should be enough to win a lot of football games. Just that defense, how much is it going to be improved? Again, the offense is going to take a step back, but I think there's enough weapons there. You're good enough on the offensive line. I think Garrett Nussmeier is plenty good enough. It's just if you could have one of those receivers, I think out of Lacy, Hilton, Daniels, and Thomas kind of step up. And I don't think Thomas is a true number one guy, but really out of those other three, between Lacy, Hilton, and Daniels, with Thomas being a good compliment.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
You're going to be a good offense. You're going to be a good offense. So really, let's see if the defense improve. How much we don't know. Hey, let's keep utilizing Harold Perkins. Let's improve his game as a stand-up backer and on third down put him, and let's go see him at his best getting after the quarterback in the backfield. Again, I love the three coaches, Kevin Peoples, Blake Baker, and Bo Davis, who's been an SEC veteran for a while. Offense, it's going to be good, not as good, but I think any realistic people you talk with good football minds understands that. But let's get to the schedule, guys. Let's get to the schedule. Again, open it up. They got a good one in Vegas. USC, who's going to have a lot of question marks. People are already on Lincoln Riley. There's many guys they had drafted, and they've been underachieving since he's been there. That's a game you could lose, though, so let's circle that one as a potential loss. Nichols, the Colonels come in. They should win that. At South Carolina, that's a game Brian Kelly better not lose. That would be tough, especially if you're coming off a USC loss. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that. So I'm going worst case here. I'm going worst case scenario. You lose to USC. You get Carolina. You get UCLA. You get South Alabama. All fair, I feel like. Pretty tough non-conference schedule. USC, and I know UCLA has a new coach, South, new coach, I know. But really – worst case here, Say they got one loss after their first five. Lose to Ole Miss two. Drop one to Arkansas or A&M. Split these. That's three losses. Lose to Bama. And then say you lose to Oklahoma or something. That would – honestly, I don't – 8-4 would probably be the worst for this LSU team, or it should be. 8-4 should be the worst. I mean, that Oklahoma game, I tweeted about it earlier if you follow me. Oklahoma's November is so crazy. I don't know where they'll be from an injury standpoint. They play Alabama, Missouri, and LSU. It's wild. These SEC schedules now, adding Texas and Oklahoma. LSU's one of the more, again, interesting teams in college football, not only the SEC, but in college football, man. There's so many ways they could go. I like the coaching staff. I just don't think the personnel, especially on defense, is overly great. But no, good one. Let's go best case. Win against USC in Vegas, win against Nichols, win at South Carolina, beat UCLA, beat South Alabama, get revenge in that high-scoring fair in Oxford last year at home against Ole Miss, beat Arkansas. Maybe you could easily beat A&M. They got a bunch of question marks. Bama at home. You could win at Florida. Who knows what Florida's doing? You know, you could go undefeated, arguably. I don't think they will be. I think LSU's really in that – I mean – they avoid Texas. They avoid Georgia. I mean, LSU should be 5-0 going to their bye week. And then they have that big one. And Ole Miss is probably going to be undefeated in there because they got – both teams go to Williams-Brice Stadium before they play each other, LSU and Ole Miss. So that'll be a big one. That'll be a big one. That's a potential loss. I think one of these two could be as well. So there's potentially two. Alabama. And I'm not ready to call out Florida yet. Vandy at home. Oklahoma, I just don't know. I'm not ready to say – I think LSU 10-2 playoff appearance would be taking momentum in 2024 in a year that, hey, man, the ball is in your court, Brian Kelly and LSU. Nick Saban is retired. The guy that, not necessarily Brian Kelly, he's 1-1 at his time at LSU. Worst record overall going back to his Notre Dame days. But at LSU, Brian Kelly's 1-1 against Alabama and Nick Saban. This is your chance, Brian Kelly, to go take that momentum. With Nick Saban being gone, divisions being gone, and you're trying to establish yourself as that, first of all, number one program in the SEC. That's LSU fans' expectations. But right now, Georgia's set in stone right now. They got it rolling. Kirby's young. Georgia's a rocket and rolling as good as anyone. I don't have to tell you that. But that fight, that second consistent spot, who's going to be the consistent number two in the SEC is probably the best way to say it. That's what LSU fans want to see this year. I think you're heading in the right direction. At 10-2, even if you don't finish second in the SEC this year, 10-2, three or four, third, finish at third and fourth spot. If you go 10-2, you see some improvement on defense. Let me hide the schedule since we went through it. But I think if you go 10-2, you see the improvement on defense. And again, not a drastic improvement. Let's just don't give up over 30 points in a game, 8 out of our 12 regular season games. Let's don't do this. Don't go average giving up over 30 points a game. But I think inevitably the defense is going to be better. It has to be. I want to see how do you use our best player maybe in his last year at LSU, his third year, Harold Perkins. If Blake Baker goes and makes that big jump like he did with Damon Clark, his year in 2021 at LSU being the DC, being the backers coach for Ed Orgeron, things should be looking great. But I just think there can't be too big of an improvement because I don't really like the personnel in LSU defense, which is crazy to say because for over a decade, 15 years, all we did was just – we salivated the defensive talent on LSU. And then the offense, just keep the train rolling. Keep the train on the tracks. It's always going in the right direction. It's not going to be as explosive. It's not going to average 45 points a game, but I still think you can average anywhere from 30 to 35 points. Again, I like your weapons on the outside. Guys returning Hilton, Kyron Lacy. You bring in two portal guys and Daniels and Thomas that I like. It can be real complimentary, especially Thomas. I like your backs. I like Caleb Jackson. I think he's got a real shot. I like what Garrett Nussmeier is capable of. So, an offensive line, again, those guys are talked about so early in the 2025 NFL draft, Emory Jones and Will Campbell. There's enough weapons to keep the trains on the track to be a good offense. So, if I'm an LSU fan, let's keep the offense on the train, on the track. Let's keep that train on the track. Defense, let's see an improvement because I like the three coaches you brought in the offseason. And let's get to the playoffs. And 10 wins in the SEC in today's time, I think, get you into the playoffs. So, if I'm an LSU fan, and me personally, I think 10-2 in a playoff appearance is a successful season for LSU in 2024.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.